Late last year, a labor union in Washington, D.C. launched a national competition for policy ideas from ordinary Americans. The Service Employees International Union named the contest Since Sliced Bread, and nearly 23,000 Americans submitted ideas. Visitors to the contest website voted and whittled down the ideas to seven. Two North Carolinians are now among the finalists for a $100,000 prize. Leslie Hester is a graduate student at NC State. She joins us. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Frank. Nice to be here.
Great to have you on the program. And Martin Johnson is with us as well, a recent graduate of a master's program at UNC Chapel Hill. Hello, Martin.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Let me start with you. Talk about your idea, Three Steps to Universal Healthcare.
Okay. Basically, it's three steps. So the first step is digital records. We need digital records to save money and save lives. It's the one thing that Hillary Clinton and Newt Gingrich agree on. So I think we can get this done. The second step is a Medicare-like program for young people. So everyone under the age of 35 would be in a single-payer system. They're cheap to insure, and we could work a lot on preventative care, which would save money in the long term. And then the third step would be, as people age forward, they would stay in the system. So in 30 years, we'll have a universal healthcare system.
So everybody's into it by the time 30 years out. I want to talk to you more about that, but first I want to hear from Leslie. You call your idea public education reform. How's that work?
Well, my idea also had three parts. The first idea was focusing on K through 12, and it's basically talking about leveling the playing field through restructuring the way public schools are funded so that everyone has the same access to and quality of public education. The second one talks about controlling the cost of tuition at public universities, and the third is about increasing teacher salaries across the board.
Both of you have excellent ideas. I saw some of the other ideas on the website as well, and goodness only knows what the other 23,000 were like, but they all seem good. The thing is, you don't have to deal with the politics, and I wonder if that makes coming up with creative approaches a lot easier. Martin, let me start with you.
It does. I think I thought of my idea in sort of terms of the politics. I was young when the last sort of healthcare debacle happened in 1994. And learning from that, I think we need to focus on what people agree on first and then go into sort of things and phase in the program. I don't think we're going to be able to politically rehaul the program overnight. So I think saying 30 years, maybe we can get it done then.
Leslie, did you think about politics or the feasibility of passing such a program as you brainstormed?
Well, they said common sense ideas, and I'm definitely not a public education policy analyst, so my idea seems straightforward. I think that we have the easy job, and that's coming up with the ideas, and the hard part is going to be, are the politicians listening to us and, you know, seeing what's important to us.
One of the interesting things about this contest is that not only do you win a prize, but your ideas will be, if they win, somebody's going to work on them and see how feasible they are.
Right.
Tell us, Leslie, tell us about that. What happens next?
As far as I can tell, it's just what you said, and that's kind of the most exciting part for me is that they'll take our idea, and I guess that they'll use their resources over there to help us kind of try to make these ideas come to fruition, at least for the grand prize winner.
And Martin, do you know the details? I mean, how does that work when they say try to make them come to fruition? What's going to happen?
I'm assuming they'll make it part of their platform. SEIU is a very powerful union. They played a big role in the last presidential campaign, and I really think Democrats need to talk about big ideas, and things like health care, education reform, those are big ideas, and I really hope that they're able to push those and turn them into policy.
And do you have to think about, you know, who your audience is or who's running this contest? It is a union, after all, and you're right, they're big in Democratic, capital D, politics. So is that, you know, part of your thinking as you design the plan?
A little bit. The contest is open to all, so really you had a wide variety of people on there, and looking through the ideas, you see everything from libertarian proposals to conservative proposals to very liberal. And when I put my idea forth, I wanted something that would be somewhat more center, some bring people together.
Leslie, Martin, you and the other finalists are going to be in a book. How does it feel to have your idea be considered so seriously?
Sorry, Martin, go ahead.
I think it's great. I came up with this idea last May and was talking to my friends in a coffee shop, and to think that it's gone from that conversation to being in a book is pretty amazing.
Leslie, were you thinking about this idea before the contest, or was it the contest that spawned the idea for you?
I totally brainstorming session with my husband right when we clicked on the link to the idea last September.
And you worked it through. Did either of you, and I'll start with you, Leslie, talk with friends about the idea before you submitted it?
No, I was reading an article on an online magazine, and they talked about the contest. I clicked the link, and just one night after school, my husband and I just started talking and wrote it down. So,
how about you, Martin?
A little bit. I talked to it with some friends before the contest. Really, after I submitted it, no, though. I sort of was out of my hands. I never expected to be in the finalist round.
Do you think this idea has legs? Would you like to see more public policy formulated in this way, with people really chiming in, coming up with their ideas, and then Americans or whoever gets online voting on this stuff?
I think it'd be great. I think there's a whole range of potential, you know, not just ideas on policy, but ideas on healthcare, on specific issues. I think it's a really good way to incorporate more voices. Often people don't have the time.
Were either of you asked as part of this to come up with what your ideas might cost?
No, I wasn't. I don't know about Martin's experience.
No, we only had 165 words, so it's hard detail all that.
Right.
Boy, that would streamline congressional debate, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's part of the process you ought to keep. But it does raise some of the serious questions about how you implement this. Well, I want to thank you for talking with us. Before I let you go, Martin, I understand that you are volunteering this week in New Orleans, and I want to talk with you a bit about that. What's going on down there?
I'm working with Common Ground, which is a group that's based in the Ninth Ward, and they've sort of spun out into various places. So I'm in the St. Bernard Parish, and so we are repairing a church that's going to be used as a community center and a cooperative daycare, and then also do what's called gutting of houses in the area.
What's it like down there? Are things getting back to normal at all?
No, not at all. It's amazing. There's still, on every house, they have scrawled the date that they went into the house. Oh. So it's all 9/16, and it looks like it hasn't been touched since that time. I think a lot of people are really unsure if they're even going to come back, and FEMA might bulldoze their house, and so there's a lot of uncertainty.
Well, Martin Johnson, good luck down there, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much.
And Leslie Hester, thank you, too.
Thank you, Mr. Cecil.
Martin Johnson and Leslie Hester, two finalists from North Carolina in the National Since Sliced Bread Contest.